USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
In the headlines this hour, tributes to Kobe Bryant. Many schools starting the day with a moment of silence for the basketball great, his 13-year-old daughter, and the seven other people who perished on the plane.
He did a good job at playing. I'm glad that he completed his dreams.
Crash investigators still trying to determine the cause of the crash. It's believed fog could have played a role. On Capitol Hill were the president's A-list lawyers defending him for a second day against the two articles of impeachment. The first session was Saturday for about 2 hours. The coronavirus continues to spread, the numbers soaring. 5 confirmed cases here in the United States, many, many suspected cases, and in China, many people have already died. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Are new developments involving the Jeffrey Epstein case and prominent men reportedly involved with underage girls he hooked them up with? Specifically, there is new information about a member of Britain's royal family who isn't returning some very important phone calls.
Britain's Prince Andrew has provided, in the words of a U.S. prosecutor, zero cooperation to the American investigators who want to interview him as part of their sex trafficking probe into the late Jeffrey Epstein. Speaking at a news conference outside Epstein's New York mansion, U.S. Attorney Jeffrey Berman said prosecutors and the FBI have contacted Andrew's lawyers asking to interview him, but they've gotten no response. Buckingham Palace has declined to comment. Andrew announced last year he was withdrawing from his royal duties amid renewed public attention to a woman's claim that she had several sexual encounters with him at Epstein's behest beginning when she was 17. I'm Chris Barnes.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
The very latest now on the Democrats who want to be president in 2020, USA Radio's Tim Berg reports.
With the Iowa caucuses set for February 3rd, Democratic presidential candidates are getting in as many campaign stops as they can. Former Vice President Joe Biden has scheduled events all this week in Iowa, and Mayor Pete as well. But for Democratic Senators Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts and Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, things are a little more in flux due to the impeachment trial going on in the Senate of President Trump.
The schedule we had planned for Iowa is now in the garbage can, and we have to rewrite it very quickly. So
the Pentagon releasing an updated list of locations outside Vietnam where chemicals like Agent Orange used. USA Radio's John Clemens on the story.
10 new locations were listed by the military that Pentagon spokesman Chuck Pritchard describes as thorough.
This was a very thorough review through all of the records that were available and updated the list so that the VA would have the most accurate information to work with the claims from veterans.
This will help veterans who have health claims from their service in Vietnam.
The Department of Defense maintains a list of where Agent Orange and other tactical herbicides were used, both in Vietnam and in other locations. And then the Department of Veterans Affairs uses that information when veterans go to make claims that they have health issues related to exposure to these tactical herbicides.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.